literally start immediately. A wing my wit. I can start immediately. A wing my wit. How you like that, dude?
A wing my wit. We on it.
Flow of new listeners.
Yep.
So we're around 48,000.
Yep. Just hovering around under 50K. Shout out, Nate Shapiro. What's up, dog?
Oh, is he getting a shout
out? Big shout out, dude. Yeah, you defended me.
How did he defend you?
He said I was pronunciating right.
Last week.
It's a big controversy
there are some,
right now.
There are some. Yeah, he was. Apparently, it is Cherubic.
Yep. Well, I'm not going to, you know.
You're not going to rub it in. I
just want to throw a shout out to old Nady Boy. A couple other shout outs rattle around my head. Who else needs a shout out?
I don't know.
It's a little early on.
I always feel bad correcting your.
Oh, I think
mistake.
It's. Well, A, I need it because I like.
I fucking,
dude, no one corrected me about Adage. I would have gone through life being like Adage, Adage, Adage.
You know that old Adage? And it got laughs and you just kept telling the story.
I was like, hell yeah, I knew this would work. I thought it was a French word.
Adage.
The old adage. I didn't know. This actually has made me realize how many words I've been mispronouncing all these words that I have no fucking clue. Now I know.
Well, you do have a nice, extensive vocabulary.
Yeah,
but
I'm just too shitty to fucking say
you
them.
You just toss in some wild words that you're not ready for. You're not ready for them yet.
I'm not, dude.
But this is how you learn.
I'll never be. I'm as smart as I'll ever be. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, for sure.
I've pinnacled and now I'm fucking you've just
pinnacled?
Like, yeah, I've pinnacled.
I don't think that's correct.
I have a very postmodern approach to language, dude.
You've reached your pinnacle.
I've pinnacled.
That could be right.
Maybe it is. Maybe, who knows? Anyway, dude, what the fuck is up?
Nothing, man. I just fucking pinnacled last night into a sock.
Oh, dude, NY, you pinnacled into a sock?
No, it's funny. It's a good way to say come now.
You came, pinnacled?
I fucking pinnacled all over the place, dude.
I pinnacled.
It was a fucking solid penny.
Oh, I just had some fucking Chipotle, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, big old meal.
I polished off that tray of chicken my mom gave me.
Did you really?
Yeah. After that
cream chip,
I showed my ass on Saturday.
Yep.
And then I had to drive home. It was so bad that I actually went back to my mom and dad's house. I got so fucked up that I went home and had my mom make my favorite meal. And then she made some for me to bring back to this apartment, and I ate it today.
Yeah, that was such a bad. We played drinking Mario Kart where I didn't know how to play this.
All right, that's a fucking Philly thing, Mario.
What, Mario?
Mario. It's Mario.
Fucking Mario, dude. Yeah.
Mario.
It's not Mario, dude.
Say Water Mario.
Water Mario.
There you go.
Ew, dude.
Water.
It's like I'm fucking French.
Water Mario.
Water Mario, dude.
Yeah, Water Mario.
We played drinking Mario Kart. I will not stopped. And you got to drink your beer.
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
And you had to drink your whole beer before you finished around the course. I, of course, drank high ABV ciders, 5.5.
Yeah, you had like 7.
Dude,
that's a
I
lot.
Was dead. I drank 7 in the course of maybe 5 hours, and that was an hour or and a half maybe.
Yeah, that was nice. I probably put down about 16 or 17 natural lights.
I couldn't
and then
talk.
I put down 16 to 17 natural lights before going to a party that was also a stand-up show. That I was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking bless these people with a sick set. And I just got up there and yelled the worst racial slurs I could. Not the worst one.
Yeah,
I didn't yell that one.
You'd be in the news.
But I just yelled a bunch of racial slurs into the microphone.
Little lighter ones.
And then...
Funner ones.
Yeah, just some of the funner slurs. And then
I
left.
The ones in the Clint Eastwood movie. What's that called?
Gran Torino.
Yeah, you Gran Torino'd.
Yeah, I Gran Torino'd pretty hard. And then went home and woke up the next day.
Went home, sexually assaulted me.
Oh, God.
I was naked in bed and he kept jumping on me.
Oh, yeah. I got home. I was going to leave that out. I got home and Matt was in his bed. He was fucking gone, too.
I was retarded.
So I was bothering him. And then I forgot I took a picture of him. I have a nice cherubic nude of you.
Just my my buttocks, which is cherubic.
Yeah, it was a very cherubic, buxom.
Oh man, dude,
voluptuous buttocks.
I couldn't talk. Like I rolled into that party and I looked at like 4 people and I was like, I'm going home. And I just instantly turned. I was there
move.
For 1 minute.
It was such a good move.
Yeah, but it was also that was my only good move. I should have not played drinking. I can't drink like that.
Yeah.
After 4 rounds, I like stood up to get a beer and went to talk to people and I was like Shane and Brian. I was just like, like yeah. My mouth fully.
Mario Kart drinking game is a knockout every time.
It's insane. And I mean, you predicted it, and I was like, I'll be fine. And then I just was like,
if you play, I mean, if you do 10 races, every race is like 3 minutes.
It's insane.
So you're chugging a beer every 3 minutes for an hour. Yeah, it's
why
terrible.
Why the fuck did I think I could do that? Especially, dude, ciders are basically like liquor, dude. Those things are strong.
No, they're fucking not. Shut the fuck up.
High ABV ciders, dude?
High ABV? Shut the fuck up.
How many beers did you have?
We finished that case of Natural Light.
So you guys have 4 Natural Lights? That's equal to like 7 ciders.
And I'm certain that I had more than 6.
Yeah, well, he was cheating.
Because he started cheating.
He was fucking cheating.
He was skipping 1 or 2. So let's say he skipped 2. Finished the case. That means I drank 17.
So that's equal to 7 ciders, roughly.
You think 17 chugged Natural Lights is equal to fucking a 6-pack of your little fucking ciders?
Almost. It's almost
your fucking
equal.
Mike's Hard.
Damn, dude. That put so much hair on my chest, drinking those ciders like that.
Oh, my God. That was like... And it's funny, because after New Year's, I was like, all right, maybe fucking...
Dude.
Once it's... We had a little snow day here.
That's
anytime
true.
It snows...
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have a show that night.
Yeah, why not?
It's like the first Saturday I haven't had a show in a while, so I was like, all right, yeah. I'm going to have a nice fucking day drink. I never get to day drink.
Dude, I woke up that morning. I totally forgot I was supposed to celebrate. My birthday is the 27th. My mom texted me earlier that week to celebrate it. She's like, we're going to celebrate you and your dad's birthday in one shot, get it done, whatever. All right, so like I just woke up to text like, "Hey, you coming home? We have your birthday thing set up." And I was like, it was like the morning,
oh
having a breakfast.
Oh my god!
Come home, we have your birthday thing set up. So everyone's waiting for me to eat, and I had to like come in, like pretend to not be hungover. Oh. Like, hey guys, what's going on?
I think I woke up in the boots again.
Did you?
Fully clothed.
In full regalia.
Full fucking outfit. Boots
like
tied tight.
Like a fucking G.I. Joe character.
Dude, I fucking wake up in that outfit so many times. Oh, and I'm just, every time I do, I'm like, God fucking damn it.
I always kind of sober up before I go to bed. But I also was chain smoking joints while I was drinking. So that
oh, yeah, you were doing
voice,
that.
It keeps a voice of reason in my head. That was like the voice of when I walked in that party. I was like, this is wrong, leave. And I was like, yes.
Nice.
Just got out of there.
If I would have smoked anything, I would have been dead.
Dead.
I mean, I was already pretty bad.
Everyone says I get the spins. For me, it keeps me awake. It keeps me fighting, dude. I like ordered myself an Uber, like got myself home, and was just like, bedtime for you, bud.
That's nice. Good for you. I thought it was time for me to dance in the middle of that party all night.
Yeah.
and then get on the fucking mic. In front of a room full of people that don't like me.
Yeah, and then just add more logs to that fire.
Yep, yep. Like somebody was looking. I remember it. Somebody was looking at me. I was like, "Don't you fucking look at me like that, you piece of shit." People are like, "Whoa, whoa, dude!" I was like, "Fuck you."
Oh my god, I was incoherent. I would have been up there and just been like,
that's actually what I did.
I would have been up there doing like magic tricks and like taking dollars off of people.
Good for you. I was really jealous when I found out you went home.
Well, I was also kind of jealous that you could somehow drink more than 7 drinks and not fucking want to like pass out in your bed. I was watching I was watching you guys drink just like, these guys are insane. I don't know how they do this.
Yeah, I was putting on a show.
I had such a bellyache, dude.
That was easy 17. I'm giving 6 credit on that.
Yeah.
Because he stopped, and then I do remember... Because Rainbow Road in Super Mario Kart is that's a 2-drink race because that's a long one. So you got to finish 2 beers.
So I had 1. I drank 1 drink.
You drank 1. I put 2 down. And then I think afterwards I was like, look how fast I can chug a beer. And just had another one.
He did.
Yeah.
You definitely did. Fuck.
That was one that like... I think I am going to stop. I'm not going to drink this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a good 2-week break.
I'm sad. I need to go back to the old regiment, dude, of maybe drinking every now and again. I've been drinking too much.
Yeah, you have been, man.
And I drink like the fucking gayest drinks. I like have like a cider problem.
You do. You fucking crush ciders.
I don't, though. I have like 4, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, that's a fucking ton of sugar, and you never have
that's
sugar.
That's true, too. I think it's the sugar more than anything.
For sure.
I think
you,
I have diabetes
never
now.
Have
I have
sugar.
Diabetes now and sleep
that's
apnea.
That's not how you're not going to get diabetes.
And sleep apnea. I have both right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's why I'm fucking out of sorts.
Dude. Nice.
Oh, I didn't even tell you. Dude, I was at Chipotle. I didn't even get into this. So I'm ordering my food, and I'm checking out. I'm like, you know, getting ready to get the fuck out of there. And you can do, like, internet orders.
Yeah.
And this fucking student, I guess, from Drexel, just, like, 100% Asian dude, rolls, cuts me off.
No. Tell a story without
I'm not crushing them. Dude, it was just so funny how this guy came up. Because a lot of people who come from another country and go to Drexel are from, like, super fantastically wealthy backgrounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this guy comes up. Just decked out in polo, cuts me off while I'm talking to the cashier, checking out. And he goes, puts his phone in her face and goes, I placed the internet order. And the girl's just like, all right, yeah. And I just turned and was just like, what the fuck? And she like read my face and got all uncomfortable. And I was just like, you fucking believe this guy? She was just like, not having it. I was so fucking mad. And he just like looked at me and was like, and held his phone back out. And I was like, motherfucker, dude.
You don't like that.
I don't like anyone doing that, dude. It has nothing to do with him being Asian. It was just funny that he came in just fully like peasants and fucking handed his in her inches from her face, and she was just kind of backing away, like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
I have a order for Chipotle.
Dude, I was laughing so fucking hard.
I used a Google. I used the internet Google to order Chipotle.
It was the funniest fucking thing. He came in, he had like full on like polo snow boots and like a tight fucking polo sweatshirt, and came in like a prince and was just like, I placed the order. And I was like, alright man, get the fuck out of here.
Oh man,
the time is nigh, dude. That's not a fucking racist thing. That's that guy was being a dickhead, and he didn't even know it, because he probably grew up with like 90 servants and was just like, I'll get my food now.
Oh man,
it was so funny to see that lady, how uncomfortable she
every
was.
Every time I'm in there, I'm just trying to sweet talk the people into giving me extra food. Like the whole time, like, hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
I just live comment every scoop. I'm like, nice. Okay. Yeah, like, yeah, I start with the rice. I'm like, ooh, great, nice.
Once they get the chicken, I'm like, don't be afraid to toss a little extra.
I get the carnitas. For some reason, they dole out carnitas like crazy. No one gets them.
That's a big secret you're giving out to the listeners.
Everyone's scared of E. coli. Don't be fucking scared.
Don't be afraid of E. coli.
E. coli can get you. You're a pussy.
True.
That shouldn't be able to get you.
No.
Your body should fight that off. You're getting E. coli. Stay the fuck out of Chipotle. How about that?
You fucking bitch.
Ooh. Shane's getting fired up.
Yeah, all this art talk is bringing back a part of me that I hate.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think what I used to do that was, like, so fucking dumb.
And what's really funny is that's, like, what I used to trick Caitlin into liking me.
Oh, yeah, everyone does.
Like,
dude.
I was like, but that's who I was at the time.
Yeah.
That's really who I was.
To an extent, everyone throws out, you know, when Sub-Zero throws out the ice version of himself to trap someone in? here's a cool guy I came up with.
I'm big into, like, Hunter S. Thompson, so, like, I'm pretty much just, like, a freewielding.
Yeah.
Big, like, I love Bukowski. I'm, like, a big drinker, fucking. You know what Bukowski says? He says, never get out of bed before noon.
Yeah, dude.
That's funny. I still think of that every day I wake up afternoon.
Yeah, like,
I'm
yeah.
like, all right, I get it.
Dude, I had a weird period when I was younger. So I moved into a house in West Philly that me and my brother split. We got it for like $15,000. The guy let us pay him zero interest over time. And I like moved into this house, and I was like obsessed with the idea of living in an undisturbed ecosystem. So I was like, I didn't kill any bugs. I let all my spiders go. I had ladybugs nesting.
God.
I had ladybugs nesting in there. I had stray cats living with me. It was fucking nuts.
Get the fuck out of here.
Swear to God.
You had stray cats?
Yes. Garfield, dude. Garfield in the house. This is big orange cat.
He was probably so mean, dude.
Dude, he was a sweetheart.
Really?
So he would like go from house to house, but he would get fucked. I would let him out during the day. So he would come in. First, I was like, yo, dude. You can be in here, but only downstairs is winter. I'm like, only downstairs. And he, of course, would come up to the door. And I'm
yeah,
like, all right.
Talk to him.
Yeah,
you
could be, in my room. But I was like, no, can't get on my bed. And then, of course, on my bed. I'm like, yeah. So I'm like,
petting
this thing.
Flea-ridden fucking stray cat.
I ended up with fleas in my house.
Yeah, of course.
This thing had fucking, like, it would come in with, like, open sores from, like, outdoor cat battles. And just be, like, oozing in my bed. And I was like, God damn it. My brother would come into my house. He's like, dude, I know you don't fucking, like, smoke crack, but it really looks like you do in here. He's like, you gotta turn it around. And I was like, dude, germs aren't real. Like, wasn't using soap.
What? Yeah, dude, you always...
I was convinced germs weren't real.
You always have theories that are just so fucking dumb.
Dude, I
no
was
offense.
Convinced.
No offense.
No, I don't care. Like my
not so far. I was a little harsh there.
No, it's true. The fact that I was like against hundreds of years of documented science, and I was like, yeah, but I'm pretty sure germs aren't real just because like I was stoned one day, and I'm like, yeah, right. And then my theory about birth control, how all women on birth control all get their periods at the exact same time.
Yeah,
that's why they can't get along.
So Matt told me this one. And he was like, yeah, all women are on their period at the exact same time.
Yeah, I thought they all started at the
beginning
of the month.
Every single woman that was on birth control, which is like every single chick that's 20, in their 20s and 30s, has their period the same time of the month. So like I like slipped. I was like, I don't think that's true. But like I was like, all right, I'm going to try it. And I like said something like that to Caitlin.
Yeah.
And like she immediately just dismissed. Like I softballed it up to her. I was like, yeah, like, you know, how they're all on this, you guys are all on the same cycle now.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And we just kept driving. Like, yeah, I knew that was bullshit.
That was based off of, yeah, because Brittany had her period while Caitlin did. They both were on birth control, I thought.
Disgusting, yes.
So I, in my head, was like, bam, they all get it at the exact same time. They all start at the first of the month and then the 30th.
Yeah, yeah,
but yes, they definitely don't do that.
Yep.
Well, it's a good theory.
It's not a bad theory. I appreciated it. I mean, I believed it enough to test your theory.
That was funny.
Made me look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that was bad.
Did you hear that? Idiot. Let's say fucking retard again.
Idiot.
Made me look like a retard idiot.
Hey.
But, yeah, there was a time in my life that I thought museums were the shit.
That's so
and
funny.
Fucking art was cool.
God,
and
so funny.
Discussing literature.
That's the best. That's how you get ass, dude. That's all you're going off
and
of.
In hindsight, that's just...
I used to wear button-down shirts and gel my hair, dude. Like, we're all trying to get ass somehow.
True.
I used to wear button-down shirts with, like, stripes and be like, definitely getting ass tonight.
Yeah.
Put some fucking mousse in my hair. Go out and be like, chicks love when you spike in front of your hair.
Dude, watching you go out and just your theories on chicks must have been the funniest things in the world.
They were ridiculous. Well, that was back when you would have to, like, fucking, like... grab a chicken like rodeo rider and be like, do you like me?
Yeah.
Every now and again, one would just be like drunk enough to turn around and make out with you. It was insane.
Oh, God.
It was pure sexual assault. Like, that's my 20s were like massive. That's what people did.
Yeah.
You go to Old City, you got a button down, gelled hair, and you fucking grab chicks from behind and fucking like hump them while they dance. That's how you did it, dude. It's how you got ass.
How do you feel about what you said?
That's what everybody did. Girls would fucking do it. They would turn around and be like, sometimes they dance, or their friend would be like, get off and push. And you'd be like, fuck you, whore, and like walk away. that's all you did. And you do one shot of SoCo and Lime and be like, what a bitch.
Oh, man.
It was insanity.
I'm going to switch the subject here, too, because you said sexual assault, and it just reminded me of college football.
Yeah.
And, Not that it was sexual assault, but Joe Mixon, that running back from Oklahoma, that punched that lady in the face.
When did he do that?
You didn't see that?
No.
He did it like year or two ago.
Okay.
Maybe three, but the footage just came out, and it was fucking hilarious. In their bowl game, Oklahoma's bowl game, he played, and Brett Musburger, so I don't even think he served a suspension.
Who's Brett Musburger?
He's an announcer, a college football announcer.
So he got caught doing
this? No. The player did. But then Brett Musburger during the game, or Brett, whatever. Okay. During the game, he's like, I, for one, am a fan of second chances. I think I'm rooting hard for this guy. He didn't even
like, know what he did?
No, he knew exactly what he did.
But he was like, yeah.
He was like, I'll tell you what, this kid, he's just a young kid. He made a stupid mistake. I'm rooting for him. And it just went back to the game. He's like, and it's second 9.
What the fuck?
It was like a 10-second fucking like.
Oh, my God.
There he goes. He's working hard. He's trying to get his name back out there.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. He's a good kid. Sorry about that time he knocked out a girl in a pizza shop.
Yeah, that is seriously like what. What would it take, dude, for someone just to like totally swear off? Not even the NFL, but be like, all right, dude, you can't play football anymore. It would have to be like joining ISIS. That's the only thing you could do.
I don't know. Fucking Ray Rice. He got ousted.
He's done now?
Yeah.
No one will sign him back?
No one signed him.
Was he was a
NFL
player?
Yeah, he was in the NFL, and he was really good. Then he knocked that chick out.
And that was that?
Caveman dragged her out of the elevator.
So he was done. They fired him.
I think he can still play, but nobody's picking him up.
Yeah, no one's picking him up. That's a bad look.
I mean, a lot of players...
Oh, they'll wait like 2 years. They'll slide him back.
Yeah, his shelf life is done, though. He's done.
Oh, yeah.
Talent-wise.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, because a ton of players have assaulted their girlfriends. It's just when the tape comes out.
Yeah.
When you see how bad it is.
Dude, he fucking... devastated.
This
her.
Was just as bad.
Was it really?
Nah, maybe not just as bad because the girl stayed on her feet. She had a good chin, dude.
She was like
Rousey, dude. She didn't go down. She was getting banged around. She fucking stayed on her feet.
She was bobbing and weaving.
One of her gay friends broke it up. This gay dude was like, yeah. And then the guy just walks out and everyone's like, all right. It was funny.
That's fucking
crazy. I mean, it wasn't funny. It's actually like... It's weird. Anytime watching a chick get hit is pretty hard to fucking...
Yeah, it's fucking horrendous.
Like, I fucking hated Snooki, but when that dude on Jersey Shore turned around and fucking popped her, it was like, ugh.
He popped her?
Yeah, she was, like, mouthing off to some guy at a bar, and he, like, turns his head and looks at her.
She's probably got, like, Muhammad Ali brain, dude. She's probably been popped, a hundred fucking times.
Down Jersey Shore getting fucking knocked around by those guys.
Fucking nailed by Guidos.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Stop disrespecting my family.
What'd you say about me, familia?
Dude, you're fucking,
boom.
You're Polish. you're a Polak from
we
fucking
should go down
Rhode
to
Island.
Jersey Shore this summer and pretend to be Italian. That'd be sick.
Oh, my God. I'd get fucking run, dude.
you'd be a hard sell, dude.
My fucking pale ass skin.
I'd be a hard sell, too.
Yeah, we'd just have to get some, like, Ireland tattoos.
That'd be tight. Yeah, we're here, too, dude.
Oh, the hardest fighters in the world.
Oh, that was what I wanted to say, because we were talking about... What the fuck were we talking about? New Yorkers suck.
Yeah.
English and Irish people fucking suck.
Yeah.
When I was over there, and I have a nice theory on this, it's because they don't have black people to keep them in check.
Yeah.
All the white dudes over there, there's nobody cooler than them.
Yeah, exactly.
They have no black dudes to be like, yo, fucking...
Yeah.
You look goofy as fuck in that outfit.
Yeah.
They just walk around like... Oh, hey, let me tell you about this. Hey, fucking...
they really don't.
Yeah, that's why all the best... This is a good theory I've been working on. This is why all the best basketball players in the NBA are foreign. All the white kids in America quit in, like, 8th grade.
Yeah, they're like, well...
When a kid from the city school dunks in 8th grade, they're just like, all right, I better start studying.
This is a good theory.
Yeah, that's why Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash is up in Canada, balling out on white kids.
Hell yeah. And, like, Drake's...
Yeah.
Just like crossing Drake.
Yeah,
over.
A bunch of fucking pussies. Yeah, Dirk was in Germany. It's like, of course.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Over there, he was the fucking man.
Yeah.
And then...
It's a good theory.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day about how... Because I know black Americans and African immigrants don't get along, typically.
Yeah.
A lot of times. Yeah. I was thinking how that's basically... That's like their English people. Like, African immigrants are like black people's English people. You know, I'm like, an English person speaks, you're like, fucking shut up, you dork. It's got to be
a similar thing.
It's like, all right, dude.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. You're from, like, the first place. Whatever. I get it. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a deep-seated beef, dude.
That was a funny thing, too, that I changed. Like, when I was younger, I was like, fuck yeah. Like, Dropkick Murphys and fucking...
Oh, man.
Boondock Saints is the shit. And then I met, like... 5 Irish guys, and I was like, all right, I'm definitely American. fuck being Irish. These people suck.
Yeah, my last name's McCusker. My dad still, to this day, claims he's not Irish. He's like, they're fucking losers, dude. He's like, I'm all English. He's like, fuck Ireland. He hates it. A bunch of lazy pieces of shit. He hates Ireland.
Nah, my family still, like, loves being Irish.
My mom's side loves it. My dad's just like, I'm not Irish. He's like, I'm Welsh.
It is always funny when people blame their heritage.
Yeah.
Like, my family's a bunch of alcoholics, so they're like, you know, we're just a bunch of Irish people.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I don't remember the Irish being known for chugging Natural Light during the fucking during the fucking Raiders game.
That is a sick thing to do.
Yeah, that is.